Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. The Melbourne Storm, Jared, I reckon you could almost just cut and paste our intro to Frank.
Yep.
Maybe, what, 16 weeks in a row? Just so happens that they've won 16 in a row, and they are airborne. And might be playing a home grand final. I'm just throwing that out there.
Matty Tripp's going to put his hand in his pocket.
Hadn't Justin Rodsky had a big first few months as their CEO? He's come in and just things are happening.
Yeah, but you know what? Justin used to get a regular gig on this program when he was media manager. No, he's got to get he's still not quite up to the filling the shoes of the Godfather. And Frank Bonici joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Frank. You've got the CEO covered, so let's just move on to business.
Thank you, Jared. Hi, Sam.
You've had a really interesting week. It was Saturday when our blokes got turned around and had to come back to play in Melbourne. You guys looked as if you weren't going to get a game away at all. If you're not agile in your preparation and flexible with your concentration, you're going to get tripped up this year. And fortunately, you guys are clearly pretty good at it.
Yeah, you do, Jared. I mean, one thing over the last 18 months, you always think, well, there can't be any more. Well, nothing to shock you anymore, yeah. or surprise you, and it does. Every now and then you get a bit comfortable, and along comes Saturday where you wake up ready to travel down to Brisbane to play, and then suddenly in a few hours you get told it's off, and then suddenly be ready because we might be flying to Townsville. Now the game was at one stage going to be moved to Townsville, so we're going to fly from here to Townsville and play Saturday night, and then it was off, and then it looked like we weren't playing at all, and then finally got the news at Saturday night, 9:30, that we're playing the next day. So, yeah, I don't think, none of us have done anything like that before, and hopefully won't have to do it again.
Now, you had a big win on the weekend, another one that you just clipped the ticket there, 37-10 over the Panthers.
They got pantsed.
They did.
Pantsed.
But I'm looking forward to what's coming up, because ahead of the Storm and Manly clash,
oh, big game Saturday night,
there's been a very, very big expose of what was described as ugly, wild, mayhem and chaotic. Infamous Battle of Brookvale.
Oh, I thought you talked about the Rugby Sevens on the flight home from Tokyo.
No, that was that was just a warm-up.
Right.
Where were you at that stage with the infamous Battle of Brookvale, Frank?
I was on the bench on the sideline and very much holding the bench back from running on, which I didn't successfully do, unfortunately. And then being my club, I've got some good friends on the other side. I became in some heated battles with arguments with the opposition bench. So it was quite a night that night. Jared is one that will go down in folklore. And it's just added to the incredible rivalry between the two clubs, yep, which started in 2007. And we played a couple of grand finals and we've played some great games since. But it's a fierce rivalry. It's 14 years in the making, and that was probably the peak of it. And the reason why it's sprung its head now, it's 10 years to, yep, basically the day. I think it was late August 2011.
August 26, 2011.
Wow.
It was a phenomenal night, and one that will live in all our memories. And it was just incredible. But unfortunately, what people forget, we lost the game. Unfortunately, that night, that's probably what hurt the most. So we've got to make sure that this time around, we win, and we're playing against a really, really good team in incredible form with the game's best player, Tommy Trbojevic, and he is absolutely flying. So it's a great challenge for us on Saturday night.
Do you talk about the Battle of Brookvale? Because clearly the media are going to build this up and probably do on a regular basis, but 10 years on, do you talk about it? Will it play any impact whatsoever, play any role whatsoever in the lead-up?
No, it won't play in terms of an impact for the game itself. But, yeah, we did certainly talk about it because we've got to remember we've got players still 19, 20, 21. So yeah, they're only kids and had others in their teens. So, and it's just part of the history. You know, we're a young club but really proud of our history. So we're forever teaching about, you know, our years, our 20-odd years. And that's just part of the journey and the rivalry. We talk about the rivalry. But, yeah, we mentioned it. But come Saturday night, it'll have no impact. Manly, I think Manly's biggest, they're a great team, but they've got a danger at the back called Tommy Trbojevic.
Yeah.
The way they play now is a little bit different than the way they played 10 years ago, and we're the same as well.
Yeah, Daly Cherry Evans is quoted. He was a rookie at the time. He was quoted as saying that the boys would speak about how much they enjoyed beating Melbourne, but I didn't fully understand what a rivalry it was until that night. So clearly it's a beauty. They're great things 10 years on. They're not much fun when they happen. Great things for the culture of the place 10 years on. But where do you need to be at your best to knock off Manly?
Well, he's the big one, Tommy Trbojevic. Yep. And I mean, you can never put all your eggs in one basket, because if you usually do, someone else is going to hurt you, and they've got some really good players. But if we keep him quiet, we're a good chance of winning. But if he turns on a big one like he has, he scored 3 tries the other night within 10 minutes. He was the New South Wales best in the state of origin. He's just, since he's come back, he's turned that team around. So we've definitely got to stop him. But they've got a good pack of forwards too, which gives him that ground. So I think, like any game in rugby league, you stop the forwards and you're a chance of winning the game. So they're the main areas.
Now, Deputy Premier in New South Wales, John Barilaro, is leading the charge, declaring, and this really gets up my nose.
What's Johnny said?
He's saying it's our game. I mean, this is so blinkered thinking, you wouldn't believe it.
Our game meaning who?
We are exactly the same here when we think that the MCG owns the grand. What an opportunity to take the grand final to another state.
Bloody
and
oath.
I think we are missing that opportunity. We should be saying, let's take it to Western Australia, share the love.
Well, now that we've got the opportunity without crowds, absolutely.
But we're not going to do that. But this bloke thinks he's got a secret weapon. There's 250 people being infected a day, and he's got a secret weapon up his sleeve to maintain the grand final in New South Wales. I would have thought, Frank, there are other things that should be occupying his mind.
Jared, I could not agree with you anymore. I absolutely agree with you for a number of reasons. One, that last point, he's got bigger things to worry about than a grand final in his own state. But yeah, the great opportunity, just like the AFL did last year, I thought, take it out of the state. They had to last year, yep. But they made that decision early. I think the most staunch New South Welshman and Sydney side who are proud of the game would be putting their hand up now saying it's just not going to happen in Sydney this year. And it should be either up in here, Brisbane, or we'd love it to be in Melbourne. So that's where one of those two cities should host the grand final this year.
Be nice, though, if it was in Melbourne, Frank, wouldn't it?
Well, it's crazy for the sport not to actually,
Jared, of course,
do it.
We're on the same page. I'm just saying the irony of the Storm doing what they did last year, having to spend basically the whole year away and still win it. And then people complaining that because of how COVID has happened, luck might have it that it's at the best stadium in the world, and people are complaining about it.
John
anyway,
Barilaro is normally a pretty good operator. I'm staggered he's gone.
No,
down.
Don't backtrack.
I'm staggered
on John.
He's gone.
You've already
down.
Gone hard on John.
Well, I am staggered he's gone down this nonsensical path.
Hey, Frank, we'll all be watching at Suncorp Stadium on Saturday night as the Storm aim to go 17 in a row. Good luck, and we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared. Looking forward to it.
Frank Panisi, the godfather of the Melbourne Storm, in good form tonight. As are you. You've lifted tonight.
Why have I lifted?
I don't know. Did you have two swims today?
No, a long one.
I thought you might have spent a bit longer in the water. You look a bit more charged.
Yeah?
I think.
Oh, it's been a good day, Scoot. It's been a good day. No, I can't stand this blinking thinking. These are national sports. I mean, rugby league hasn't even got a side in Perth.
Yeah.
And they have an opportunity to take their grand final somewhere.
Why don't they have a side in Perth?
Well, they tried and it didn't work.
We got two.
It would work now.
Soon,
I mean, there's that
three.
Many expat Scots and people from the UK. Surely they'd be able to get one up.
More sports after this.